After serving as an interim dean, UW trustees recently named David Jones to become the new dean of the College of Health Sciences. Jones says despite the fact that he'd been an interim dean, the college has been moving forward.
We have been moving forward as a college in a lot of ways. I think our research mission has, we have increased that within the last year. And that was one of the things I was hoping to do to help to facilitate for the college. One thing that's been stable is that we have good leadership in all the units in the college, and that has helped tremendously. We have people that have a great vision for their units. They work together well. We have, I think, a common vision for what the college can do, not only in terms of the students that we want to graduate to provide providers for the state and the region, but also what we think we can do as, I think, a key resource for healthcare in the state of Wyoming.
So many huge issues facing the state right now. Shortages is, of course, part of it, but also maybe getting a handle on how we're going to handle long-term care, things like that in the state. What are some of the focuses you hope to assist with?
Telemedicine, telehealth. Not that we will be necessarily providing those services, but we have, I think, the expertise to help the state to build that, to facilitate that. So we would maybe be more the conduit or the facilitator for it. We may be providing some services for the state as well. But I think we can really help to create a network of providers for the state with regard to telemedicine. We already have built a program. This is mainly out of the Wyoming Institute for Disabilities, whereby we have teleconferencing for providers to help them to develop their expertise in providing services around the state. So it's sort of a continuing education type of structure. And that has been growing and growing over the last year and a half to a great extent. So we want to continue to help the providers that are out there to be as proficient as they want to be in providing medical care, mental health services, substance abuse services around the state.
My read on it is it's sort of hit and miss. There's a lot of people that are very active with it, and some of the hospitals, because of their connections, are doing an awful lot, but then there's just still a lot of areas where it's foreign to people. They don't, both the providers and the patients. How do we get to that next level?
That's a great question, and I think I would like to be able to work with the Department of Health to help to try to solve that problem. Telemedicine is here. it is really, I think it's essential that we develop, I think, a solid structure within the state of Wyoming, whereby we can provide, the state can provide telehealth services to the citizens of the state. I think there are enough people around the state that are interested in doing it. There are some of the hospitals have begun to do it. But I think we can do it on a larger scale if we create a network of clinics and hospitals around the state. And there are some key people, I think, who are interested in doing that. It's a matter of sitting down, maybe doing an assessment of what the needs are, and then trying to problem solve and figure out how we create this network that will benefit everyone.
Can you tell me about some of the research that you're working on? I know there's an awful lot going on campus, but I was wondering maybe one or two things that strike you that might be very important for the state of Wyoming.
Absolutely. I think we have each of the units, I think, are doing some pretty interesting research. We have A few of our faculty in the College of in the School of Pharmacy who are doing work in neural regeneration, which is, I think, a very big area that has that will have a huge impact in working with people with neurodegenerative diseases, spinal cord injuries, and so on. We have faculty in pharmacy and over in kinesiology and health who are doing work in heart disease and hopefully working on heart prevention of heart disease. Part of it is related to exercise and exercise physiology. We have, speaking of telehealth, we have faculty who are doing some work with developing telehealth programs for individuals who have Parkinson's disease, so trying to manage and treat those individuals via telehealth. We have a faculty member who is doing some research on polycystic ovarian ovary syndrome, working with Native American women, and because there's a pretty high incidence of that condition. Physiology of addiction. We have a faculty member in pharmacy doing work in the physiology of addiction, substance abuse. So that's just a brief summary of some of the work that's going on here.
David, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Bob.